The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
We spoke about this yesterday, about Mark McGowan being a bit of a Christmas Grinch and not wanting to open the borders, but there's a possibility that we could ease some of the restrictions with New South Wales.
Yes, so they're looking into the fact of whether we could go from extreme risk, which is, you know, almost nobody coming in, down to high risk. The reason for this is you'll remember we went up to extreme risk with New South Wales after it tipped over that five-day rolling average of 500 cases per day, and New South Wales is now in the high 200s per day, well below now that rolling average of 500. So the justification has seemingly disappeared. Having said that, high risk, there's still a lot of restriction involved, but it means those cases, you know, those compassionate cases where we see people miss out on seeing their sick or dying relatives are then considered. It's not like a blanket ban.
Yeah,
at the moment, it's just the most extraordinary of circumstances.
Yeah, it's interesting though. Like if I was Mark McGowan, I wouldn't be rushing to wind back the restrictions because, you know, like you're seeing a lot less testing happening in New South Wales than there was when they were getting over 500 cases. So, you know, if they report, you know, under 300, I wouldn't necessarily think that's all of the cases that there are in New South Wales. But under the high risk category, there's still plenty of protections in there.
Oh, yes. So, and I mean, the other thing is Mark McGowan saying, look, let's wait for a few days. Sydney's had a limited reopening. Let's see the impact of that. And then we'll decide whether we drop down the risk level.
Yeah, slowly, I think is probably the best approach.